Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Drink, your favourite drink.
Jeez.
Backstage.
Wait. Castle just released the Dumpy again. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I've got a whole lot of those.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Okay. In America, do you drink Bud?
Yeah, but I get funny looks because yeah, because no Americans drink it.
I know.
The foreigners, and they look at you funny, like, why did you order that?
Okay, bad habit. One bad habit.
Buying too many books.
How many books have you got in your? Have you got a special room?
I've got a storage unit.
Yeah,
full. Then I've got a box in America with a bass player. It's sitting in his garage. That's full. Then I've got my place where I stay. There's three rooms full. I've got a problem.
The best book, in your opinion, that you've ever read?
Oh, that's impossible. It's like saying, which is your favorite child?
I know. But a book that stands out still today that you've read over and over and you can recommend, because I want to go and read a good book when I get home.
Fair Lady, 1987.
Yeah, ik hou van die sari, man. Of die huisgenoot.
I can't tell you what that. Maybe Lord of the Rings.
How about that? Okay. Yeah. What are you reading now?
I like a lot of this Nordic crime. You know, like this girl with the dragon tattoo, those things. But there's lots of that Swedish crime. Joe Nesbo and all those guys. I love that stuff.
Strange chap we have here tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Your biggest fear, John?
Yeah, biggest fear, going bald.
There's no hope for you. You're growing through your hair, John. But you look like a natural baldy. I mean, you know, it doesn't look like you've lost all your... Well, okay, let's talk about this now because, you know, my hair's not... I'm 55 now. Look, I've still got hair.
You'll have hair till you die.
But I keep on watching this little at the back here.
Yeah.
When that goes, how did you feel the day? How old were you when you thought, uh-oh?
It was the most devastating day of my life. And the weirdest thing was, during my trick, I had pretty bad skin. You know, my teenagers have spotty skin. And I thought, wow. So I left school and... my skin cleared up. And I thought at last. The next day, my hair fell out.
No.
Not quite.
But it suits you. I think you look like a Hollywood star.
Thank you. But there was a long time where I tried to pretend it wasn't happening.
And emotionally, it must have been.
That's devastating.
Yeah. Sure. Vin Ellis, welcome. Okay. okay. So we've gone. Okay. Now I'm going to leave you with one more here.
Yes.
I'll put you out of your misery. We can have a glass of water,
okay,
and play some AC/DC.
Yes.
Your biggest inspiration ever. First thing that comes up.
Elvis Presley.
Well, it's a warm for them. Sing a bit of Elvis for me.
Oh. No, I can't do that. I can do this, though. I can do. Hang on, wait. Wait, and that's just gone blank. Wise men say only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you.
Wow.
Doesn't get better than that.
Elvis is spinning in his grave right now. No, I'm just kidding.
He totally is.
Let's play some AC/DC. Here we go. Jacaranda FM, John Ellis with me. Oh, we've only got about 10 minutes left. But we'll go 5 minutes over. How's that?
Okay, great.
Turn it up. AC/DC, who made who? Why do you like AC/DC so much, John Ellis?
It does not get rocking. Doesn't get better than AC/DC. The grooviest, funkiest thing, heaviest thing. I've loved them from day one.
And they're still touring. A couple of guys went a bit mental in the band. It happens. It's old age, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they are still going, and you know, what you see is what you get on stage. I saw that DVD again the other day. I can't stop watching it in Argentina.
Oh, River Plate.
Whoa.
Yes.
It's unbelievable, and hopefully they're coming to South Africa. I'm holding thumbs.
I've heard stories.
That'll be great. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about this Kickstarter.
Yes.
It's a big thing. Everybody's talking about it in America. Explain what it's all about and how can South Africans get involved. In fact, people all over the world.
Yeah, so the idea of crowdfunding, it was like asking your fans to help you pay for your record, and it's a strange idea, but it's not just for musicians. It's for artists and inventors and people inventing things. Kickstarter is one of the platforms you can go to, and you can find people who are putting things out and asking people to help them make it. I went on and looked, and I saw inventors inventing. Somebody you watched, and they had already raised $800,000, and you go, wow, there's a lot of money out there. So artists are doing it now because when you finish doing your record, the artist owns that record and you can then license it out. You don't have to sell your soul to a label or whatever. So it's a good way to, it's a new format of, and also, you know, it does, it costs a pretty penny to go into a studio and make a record still, even though it's gotten easier. And so, you know, the fans have a way of investing it and saying, hey, we helped our favorite band make this record, and then they get access to stuff before everyone else, and they get the free mug and a T-shirt, and you know.
So how much is it? How many? Well, in America, obviously dollars. What are you looking at per fan?
So there's a variety of different things you can choose. Okay. You can say, okay, I'll put in $5, or I'll get put in $10. The one thing we have is we're selling the guitar that I recorded the album on, the Fender Telecaster that I bought in America and used on the record, and that's up for sale, and you can buy that and you can have it autographed, and then it goes towards the record. So there's various ways you can get involved, you know.
And is there a website, or is it an app that you have to download? How does it work?
The best way to go is the tree63.com, where we live, or the Facebook Tree63 official fan page. It's on there, and there's a variety of different ways to get hold of us, you know?
Can I invest?
You know what? I think we'd rather pay you.
No.
Say thank you for all the inspiration.
I'd love to do something like that. I'm going to. I really want to. And obviously, when you bring the CD out, the sleeve.
Yes.
You know, are you going to give some of the fans credit on the sleeve? Can you imagine a fan getting mentioned on that sleeve?
There's actually, I've seen some bands, they say, you know, if you want to be mentioned on the record and have, you can even have your photograph on the album cover, you pay X amount of $1,000. So it's a big investment, but you get this amazing opportunity, you know. So there's ways to...
So it's not a scam?
No, it's not a scam. It works.
And do you take credit cards, gold cards, all kinds of cards?
Depends.
Doesn't matter what color, you still owe the money. Yeah. I always say that. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to give you a list of songs here.
Yes.
And we're going to play out with it, okay?
Okay.
Waterboys. Yeah. What a band. We got the Kinks.
Yeah.
Then we've got Crowded House, Midnight Oil, Art of Noise with Mathlatini and the Mahotella Queens, Depeche Mode, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Those were the extra songs that you gave us.
How many can I choose?
You have to choose one.
One. Wow. Which is your favorite child?
I know.
Let's go with, you know, I watched the documentary of Midnight Oil today, and it just reminded me what game-changing world changes those guys. They didn't give a crap, and they stood for something, and they did it, and the music was great. And
he also became, he was part of a minister, what was he, in Parliament?
He was a minister of, like, you know.
Water affairs or environmental affairs.
An activist and this guy wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah, he was part of Greenpeace as well, I think he's one of the directors. And Peter Garrett, I remember he was at Ellis Park.
Yes.
And I stood next to him. This guy is huge. Wow. And he was pumping iron and working out backstage.
Really?
And his eyes were like, and he, the adrenaline. And he went on that stage, and it was unbelievable. Midnight Oil.
I remember him. So they played in Durban at the Westridge Tennis Stadium, and it was raining. And he went out to the front. He's doing his electric shock dancing, and he fell over because it was raining. And he got straight back up and carried on like nothing had happened. But he'd fallen like a story off the stage. It's just amazing.
He looks a lot like you.
That's an interesting observation.
Well, you guys look alike.
I don't dance like him.
And he doesn't sing like you.
Oh.
Okay, let's talk about politics quickly.
Okay.
Because, you know, you studied politics and you love reading a lot. And, you know, here we are in South Africa. I'm still here, by the way. I could have left all of us. You know, the spirit is there, the hearts here, the souls in this country. I love this country. I won't give it up for anything.
Yes.
Eskom, if you do that again to me, I'm going to Australia. I'm warning you now. Tired of these bloody blackouts. You studied history. Now you've looked at history, the past and the present in South Africa, 1994 up to now. We look at different politicians. What is going on in our country? How do you feel? You Joe Bloggs, okay? You live in this country from a political point of view, remember?
Yeah.
So what are the good and the bad about what's going on in South Africa now?
All I have is an opinion, and it's uninformed because I'm just Joe Bloggs, who's read some books. So what do I know? But, it seems like there are more challenges now than there were 21 years ago. And I've spoken to – so I've actually lectured English to Zulu – students in Durban.
Oh, you can speak Zulu, I heard.
Say hello. This is Zulu. Johnny Fuerte.
Ah. Like a shy
one. Yeah, shy one. So I've spoken to young Zulu students at DUT and those kind of those places in Durban. And some of their parents, and they've gone, wow, you know, we've got a feeling that things seem to be easier pre-94. And you go, how can you say that? Because it was apartheid. But there are just so many challenges now. It seems like it's 21 years of we've sent it into this chaotic situation and everyone's fighting everyone. And now there's Durban, my hometown, was on fire yesterday. And you go, and you know, people who didn't give a crap about politics. I got family members who only in the last few years realized politics even exists. And they go, wow, I'm actually quite really peed off that this happened. You go, well, it's good that you get involved, but you're a bit late.
Mm.
But people are always saying, what can you do to help? And you go, I don't know. Because in the old days, you'd get a bunch of friends together and you'd get on the road and you'd protest. Now, I don't know, how do you protest the Blue Light Brigade? If you stick your finger out at the Blue Light Brigade, you get arrested.
Mm.
The idea of democratic protest is still a good idea, but it's got serious consequences now. Now you can get jailed for it. I don't know. I write songs. That's my outlet as a creative guy. But the next few years are critical, and you go, there's so much to lose. And you just, like you said, there's no, you hope that the powers that be keep the lights on.
If I put you in charge of this country for one day, you're only getting one day.
Yes.
What would you change? The first thing that you would change about what's going on in this country?
First of all, I'd fire the entire cabinet, then I'd resign.
And then move to Nkandla.
Then I'd walk around, then I'd walk in bare feet around the country saying sorry to everybody. I'd present my butt to get kicked by every citizen in the country. And then at the end of that day, then I'd say, okay, let's try and fix something. Now, I don't know. How do you fix it? Where do you even start? I don't know.
We'll leave it up to the youth.
Yes.
Ek dink ons is te oud vir daai tipe van ding nou, né?
And Richard Poplock.
Om net die voorbeeld stel.
Yes.
We have a little Carla McKenzie in Midran. Hello, Carla.
Hey, Barney.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks, and yourself?
I'm okay. Listen, you're a bit young, but do you remember 363?
I do, actually.
Did you ever see them live?
No, never.
Oh, you see, you're too young. But you worked for Campus Radio, what was it, Marty FM, eh?
Yeah, it was MFM.
MFM. And did you play any 363 on that station? I'm sure you did, huh?
We did, but that was before my time.
Yeah, you see these youngsters.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.